You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbat's Parshas Vayera. The parasha begins with the Kaddish Baruch Hu revealing himself kibiyochel to Avram Avinu after the Milah. And then there is the interesting narrative of how the Malachim came and Avram Avinu made a suda for them and they were Mavasa. They brought the Psura Toiva of the birth of Yitzchak and many details. And then the Torah wraps up that part of the story, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Tes Zayin, V'yakumu Misham Anashim, the Malachim got up from the Suda which Avram Avinu gave them, and Avram Avinu was Malava them, he escorted them. And then there's some very intriguing Psukim, where there is an introduction to a narrative between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram what he's about to do to Sdoim, and Avram Avinu defends Sdoim. Very fascinating. A number of holy words in the Torah dedicated to this discussion between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu, but there's a little introduction to it, where the Torah seems to tell us that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kiviyochol is having a conversation with himself. Vashem Oma, Amachasa Anim Avram Asher Ani Oisosh, can I hide this that I'm about to do? When Avram Hoyo Yir Legoy Godel Otsum V'Nivruchu Boy Kol Goye Oretz Ki Yedatov L'man Yitzavas Bonov Ez Beisoy Achov V'Shom Ruder Hashem Lasit Tzedaku Mishpat. There's a whole introduction to this little segue where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying why he, Kiviyochel Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself, feels obligated to share what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to do to Sdoim with Avram. And let us look at this pasuk, Ki Yedatav L'man Asher Yetzav Ez Banav Ez Beisoy Achrav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying there's something very special about Avram, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that Avram Avinu will command his children to do just like he does. And Rashi says two words, Ki Yedatav Loshen Chiba. There's a special expression of love here. So, to elaborate, what exactly is this love that makes Avram Avinu worthy that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should share with him what Kadosh Baruch Hu is about to do? That, again, there should be so many holy words in the Torah devoted to this conversation. So there's something very special going on over here. And there is a mashal which I believe helps understand what is this special Lashon Chiba, what is this love, and how is it playing a role here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels so special about Avram Avinu? So I will quote a number of words from the Sefer Baal Shem of a mashal. Ubiyahu zeh al pi mashal, that once upon a time a child came to his father when his father was old to ask him for advice. Yaitz imoy be'ezu umnes izdabek lahachi yais nafshay. The son wants to know what kind of vocation to enter in, what kind of business. So he's asking his father for advice. And his father answers him, it seems, I can't tell you what vocation you should do, but I can give you advice on what not to do. My son, don't do the umnis that I have. So says the father to the son. Yomam v'layla, eini nifta mimenu, my work is very hard. I work at it day and night. V'azvani koichi, and I spill out all of my energy and the light of my eyes, and I find it exceedingly difficult to do. And don't ask me, son, why I continue to do it, because I'm already an old man, and it's hard for me to find and learn a new parnasa. So the advice the father gives the son is, just don't do what I'm doing. Don't follow my craft, my vocation. So the Baal Shem said that it's obvious from the words of the father, shuhu soyne umnasai, that he hates his work. And the raya is that the way he expresses himself, how he doesn't enjoy doing it, and how it weighs so heavily upon him. And then he says, the Baal Shem, Loikena dava b'mishu umnasoi chaviva alav b'yoyser. This is not the way a person talks about a line of work which he loves. Because if someone loves the work that he does, no matter how hard he works at it, it brings him more joy. And he wouldn't trade it for any other parnasa in the world. And the Baal Shem uses this as a mashal, as a parable, to explain what a Kodesh Baruch Hu means in the pasuk. Ki yedatav l'man asher yetzav mikoydim ez banav ez beisoy achrav v'shomru derech Hashem. Pirush HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarech machshava toiva l'maisa, shekiven kol kach aviva l'avodah asoy, Shemitzav Levon Ulevnei Veisoi, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know how hard he worked.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
By the story that we just told in the previous Psukim, where it describes how hard Avraham Avinu and Sarah worked to be Mechabed, the Orchim, even though he was immediately before, he was in pain. But he ran to get all of the things that he needed for the Suda, and it talks about washing the feet. The Pasuk is telling how Chobev it was by him. And it's obvious to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to this Mashal, how much he loves this Avoida by how he is going to give it over to his children, Yitzchak and Yankif and Shiftei Kah, how not only they should do the Torah, but they should do it and love it, V'gisa b'yom v'layla. And this could really be, perhaps, I mention as a sidebar, that when we say Krishna and we proclaim Arahava to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, at the very end of Ahava Rabba, Ahava Soilam, we talk about and we refer to this love as well. And this love of the mitzvahs binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Rabbeinu Shleilam saw how Avraham Avinu did the mitzvahs, how he was working so hard, Kiviyachol Rabbeinu Shleilam said to himself, Avraham Avinu loves doing this even though he works so hard, so obviously he will give over to his children to do the same thing, not just only to do the mitzvahs, but to do the mitzvahs with happiness even though it takes a tremendous amount of koyach. And this is what it means, L'man yitzava es bonav es beisav achrav. He is like the father who demonstrates his love for what he does, even though it's very difficult for him. This is the beautiful mashal that the Baal Shem says in connection with this pasuk. Dear friends, in my humble opinion, there is a spectacular soid, a secret, which is the Torah reveals to us regarding the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael since its very beginning. This parsha, Vayera, refers to the time of the conception and inception of Klal Yisrael and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael and loved Avraham Avinu. It's not only because we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, it's because we should not tire. We should not feel it is a burden to be in the Beis Medrash or the Beis Knesses. We should be happy every minute we are there. I have very vivid memories of my childhood when I was raised in Los Angeles 50, 60 years ago in the Beis Medrash of my grandfather, Zvila Rebbe of Los Angeles, Zichron Levracha. Although Klal Yisrael has developed and is doing so much better in many ways, but there were many Poshet Yidden that their whole life was being in shul, and many of them were not in a hurry to leave, and were in very much of a hurry to be there on time, and they were totally committed to their shuls, and I miss those special Yidden. Poshet Yidden, many of them, but you could see that they did not tire being in shul, and they wouldn't give it away for all the money in the world. And I want to share with all of you, dear friends, that one of the greatest gifts that I have been given from the Rabbeinu Shleilam in my lifetime was 31 years ago. Here in the Bostoner Beis Medrash of Lawrence, we started something called the Father and Son Learning Program, which was, to my knowledge, the very first Father and Son Learning Program in the world. And a year later, 30 years ago, we had guests from Tel Stone that came to our neighborhood, and they were brought to our Beis Medrash, and they saw the program and they enjoyed it very much, and they took it back to Eretz Yisrael, and they created the very first Father and Son Learning Program in Israel. And as I was told, there are more than 15,000 Father and Son Learning Programs in Eretz Yisrael. And what makes this program so special, in my humble opinion, I see every Motzi Shabbos children schlepping their parents. Come, I want to be in the Beis Medrash. This is something that Klal Yisrael desperately needs. If I may say, Klal Yisrael lost part of it in COVID and we didn't get it back. We were forced to leave. And it seems from this parsha that the secret of the perpetuation of Klal Yisrael has to do with not only again that we're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, but we should not tire of being in Bata Knesiyas and Bata Midrashas. And perhaps if Kodesh Baruch will continue to give us Siyata Dishmaya and we will be successful, then we will no longer have a problem of children at risk Because the most important thing we can teach our child is to be happy to be a Yid. More than any single subject that they learn, they should be happy to be a Yid and happy to be in Bata Knesiyas and Bata Midrashas. And in that Zchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help, that will be Zoicha, Misha Oma Le'oilomoy Dai, Yoma Le'tzoraseinu Dai. You should hear Psuras Toivis from Eretz Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicha to a gul shalema b'mehera b'yameinu amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.